It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 12, 2014. Today is the birthday of Russian romantic composer Alexander Borodin, a member of that group of composers known as the Five, or the Mighty Handful. They were leading figures in the Russian Romantic Nationalist School, and they were dedicated to producing a distinctively Russian kind of music, based on Russian history, art, literature, and folklore, and specifically avoiding any imitation of Western and Southern European musical influences. Borodin is best known for his symphonies, two-string quartets, the symphonic poem In the Steppes of Central Asia, and his opera, Prince Igor. Melodies from Prince Igor and the string quartets were gleaned for numerous Hollywood film scores in the 1930s and later adapted for the American musical Kismet, which premiered on Broadway in 1953. Revived frequently, the show was the basis for a successful film in 1955, and Borodin's music found an entirely new audience with such hit tunes as Stranger in Paradise and Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. He was even honored with a posthumous Tony Award for the show's score in 1954. Borodin was born in 1833 in St. Petersburg. His parents, who were not married, were both from noble families, but his father had him registered as the son of one of his serfs. As a boy, he received an excellent education, including piano lessons. He mastered four foreign languages, including English, and also played the flute and the cello. But despite his gifts, he was not really drawn to music at first. In 1850, he entered the Medical Surgical Academy in St. Petersburg, and he first pursued a career in chemistry. After graduation, he worked for a year as a surgeon in a military hospital, and that was followed by 3 years of advanced study in Western Europe. In 1862, he returned to St. Petersburg and became professor of chemistry at the Imperial Medical Academy, and spent the remainder of his scientific career in research, lecturing, and mentoring students. That same year, he embarked on a serious pursuit of his music by taking lessons in composition. But music remained a secondary vocation for Borodin. He was first a scientist, and he made important contributions to research in chemistry, publishing several major papers. Borodin's health deteriorated quickly in his last years, and he died of a heart attack at a costume ball early in 1887 at the age of 53, leaving a number of musical works unfinished. He was buried in the cemetery at the Alexander Nevsky Monastery in St. Petersburg, and today he is surrounded there by his musical colleagues and admirers. His monument is a tribute to his music, despite his claim that he was only a Sunday composer. As a member of the Five, Borodin's work radiates an undeniably Russian flavor. Enthusiast Betty Fry reminds us that his passionate melodies and unusual harmonies ring with the pageantry and landscape of old Russia, of onion dome churches, richly decorated icons, and the vastness of the land. If one would truly know Russia, one must also know Borodin. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 12, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.